Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. It's a Tuesday edition of the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting the audio of the show from Simon Fraser University on Unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have three pre-recorded interviews for you. The first one is YouTube sensation, Nancy Guitar. She has a show called Small Talk with Nancy Guitar, and we recorded her interview in her lovely home in Chilliwack. Then a few weeks after, I got invited to her birthday and I met an author, Robert Koyish. He wrote a book called Fragments of Intent. And then at her party, there was a band playing. And of course, I got to interview the band called Revved. So now that the weather's all nice and beautiful, I've been going out and about. So this is my Chilliwack edition of the Wham Bam East Van Show, and I've also been to Calgary, so you'll hear a Calgary episode later on in the future sometime. Okay, but let's get to some music. Here's Marshall Dane with Grateful on CJSF.
If I take a good long look at the road that my life took and the rules from the book that I wrote, should have died and gone to hell, but the good Lord threw my bail and kept me out of jail just to show every soul upon redemption. Don't cost a dime, no. For all my wasted days, pain that led me to this place. I might sound strange, but I'm grateful. When the sun creeps through the blinds, or the rain keeps steady time, to the song run through my mind, the world seems perfect. No, there ain't no doubt. Every soul can find
With Spider Lodge with Square Dancing. And man, that's some advanced square dancing right there. Okay, so those two artists were interviewed by Nancy Guitar. She loves doing interviews as much as I do. And she's actually interviewed me as well. So you'll hear a little clip of that in her interview. Okay, so without further ado, let's do a quick hop, jump, heel, toe, do-si-do, slap, jack, tip your hat, and away we go with Nancy Guitar. Hello, Nancy, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show.
Thank you very much.
On CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
My name's Nancy Guitar. I'm 75 years old. Well, no, I will be in May. Mm-hmm. And I have a show called Small Talk with Nancy Guitar.
Wonderful. And I just want to know, do you play guitar?
No, I don't. But I am the guitar.
You are the guitar. And we're here out in Chilliwack. Tell me about this place.
Well, Chilliwack, I moved here at the end of 1995. Mm-hmm. And it was a very much of a strong farm community and kind of a religious community. But now in 2023, it's become an all-inclusive with rainbow sidewalks. And it's more open and more diverse now than ever before, mm-hmm. which is really, really awesome. I think it's wonderful.
How do you know Peter Tam?
Oh, well, I interviewed him. Every once in a while, Facebook says people suggest people that I might know.
Yes.
So I read their profile, and it's like, oh, Peter Tam, he sounds really exciting. So I invited him on the show, and he said yes.
Okay, because that's how he told me to contact you.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. That was very nice of him. I appreciate that. Thank you, Peter.
You make of it every moment, every day. Try not to fight it and let love guide your way. It's not gonna rain forever, it has been sunny for a while, but sometimes it has to rain to wash away.
Something. Tell me about that. What are you making?
I'm making a coat. I like to watch television, but my hands have to be busy.
I see.
So I have to either knit or crochet. So I'm working on a coat right now because, well, why not?
And what other hobbies do you do?
Well, I started about 2 years ago. I started painting. I'm not an artist by any means or anything. Like, you know, I just sort of like dabble into it.
And let's see your little studio here. So if you'd like to show me.
All right. This is what I call my Zoom room.
Your Zoom room, yes.
It used to be my dining room, actually. Mm-hmm. I do interviews here. And sometimes I do them on Zoom itself. Or if I want to. So people will come and do live interviews.
Yes.
So I move that one chair out and bring up two little chairs and we sit here and do the interviews right here. So everything's done right here in this spot, which is really nice.
And tell me about some of your guests.
Oh my goodness. Well, I've had the mayor of Chilliwack. He's kind of a returning guest. Mm-hmm. I interview everybody from anywhere and all walks of life. Recently, I interviewed a performer from India. Mm-hmm. Musicians and writers and business owners, just anybody who's willing to be on the show. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask you to be on the show.
A sense of community where you're free. Rolling through the mountains, rolling through the valley, rolling through paradise with me.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is a very casual, impromptu interview. With me is Linda Koyabu.
Yeah.
Now, she came here from East Van to interview me for her show. The name of your show is?
Wham Bam East Van, baby. And yes, I'm Linda Koyabu, but I'm also known as DJ Medi.
Oh, my gosh. So you're also a DJ?
Yes. What do you enjoy about Vancouver?
Well, I used to take art acting classes there, and and I used to be involved with. Is that the Wise Theater?
Yes,
I've done performances there for the Vagina Monologue.
Oh, shut up!
Remind everybody again about your radio station.
It's on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, and you could also check it out online at cjsf.ca.
Don't forget to do that. Thanks, everybody, for watching. I hope you continue to do so. And take care and peace out.
A sense of community. Chilliwack's a place to be. A sense of community where you're free. Rolling through the mountains, rolling through the valley. Rolling through paradise with me. It's multicultural. You're sure to see it all. Chilliwack's the place to be, you'll see. Come party in the park. Go dancing after dark. Chilliwack's the place to be, you'll see.
On my couch, I have this beautiful blanket.
Yes.
I was invited by one of my First Nations friends. He's a musician.
Okay. What's his name?
His name is Gerald Charlie, and he's a blues singer. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful person. He invited me to a healing ceremony, and I went. He and his wife were there. And at this ceremony, anybody who was involved in 60 scoop or residential schools was invited to the middle of the room. Mm-hmm. There was chairs provided, so they sat on the chair, and each of these people were wrapped in a blanket. Mm. Then the drums, which I love, the drums started, and the singing, and then the dancers came around. All this was part of the healing, not only for those people sitting on the chairs, but also for the younger people. Mm. At the end of it, they each kept those blankets. And so my friend Gerald had his wife, because he has hands, and you'll see, he's all, if you see him, he's all full of arthritis, but he's still plays the guitar. Mm. Anyway, his wife folded it up, and then he gifted me his blanket.
Wow.
That was the most beautiful. It makes me want to cry even now, you know, because it was the most beautiful, touching thing I ever experienced.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
And it's like, my first thought afterwards when I got home is, like, this might sound silly, I don't know, how can I be less white, you know, because we have, white people have, without even realizing a certain privilege.
Right.
We are treated a certain way just because we're white. Mm-hmm. And anybody who isn't white is treated differently. Mm-hmm. And it should not be that way. Mm-hmm. If you go to places like China, it's kind of good, actually. go to China as a white person and see what it feels like, or go to some place in Africa where there's more black people or whatever, to see what it's like to be that only person or that person who's different.
Right.
Because we don't get to experience that a lot.
Oh, let's go to the kitchen now.
It's not a big kitchen. I make my own, obviously, I make my own meals, and if I'm baking, like, I like to make cupcakes and cakes, and I'll share them with people in the building or, you know, my sisters that are local. So, more fun to do stuff and share it.
So maybe you could tell me a little baking recipe. So you said a muffin?
Oh, no, cupcakes.
Cupcakes, okay.
And last year I organized a Chilliwack Cupcake Festival.
Did you really?
So that was really fun. It was just about giving cupcakes away.
Uh-huh.
What I've learned that when you use it, like I buy a box and mix, I don't do it from scratch, but what I've learned that on the box, it says like you can use eggs and milk or water, but you can also substitute milk or water for yogurt.
Yogurt.
And that changes the texture and the taste of that cupcakes or the cake. Uh-huh. That makes it really wonderful, you know?
Mm.
I've tried things like putting in some orange zest. Mm-hmm. Just to change it around. And I want to try one with strawberries and rosemary.
Sounds great.
Yeah, be careful though, because rosemary, if you get too much.
It's a little strong. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Those are great tips. Oh my goodness. Okay. We're going to end our interview right here. Thank you, Nancy, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, baby.
When I see you smile, I know you'll make it.
And that was the Gerald Charlie with Love You Baby. And if you love rock and blues, we have a show here on CJSF, and I will play that show promo for you. And then we're going to hear the interview with author Robert Koich.
Hi, I'm Brent Morrison, the host of the Rock and Blues Show, broadcasting 2 hours of the best in rock and blues music every Thursday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at CJSF 90.1 FM. From Albert King to ZZ Top, we delve into almost 90 years of recorded blues music, featuring big guitars, powerful vocals, and driving rhythms. From the Mississippi Delta to the Great White North, across two oceans and two hemispheres, we play the music that gave birth to almost all modern music. As Muddy Waters said, the blues had a baby, and they named it rock and roll. I hope you'll tune in to CJSF 90.1 FM Thursday mornings from 7 to 9 for a music experience unlike any other.
Welcome, Robert, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thanks.
Please introduce yourself.
My name is Robert Koich. I live on Earth. I am an author. I write books. I live with a cat named Zeus. I love telling people about the saving power of Jesus, even though it's not Jesus. I wrote a book. That's what she showed earlier, Fragments of Intent. I told Linda I wrote a book. She offered to buy one for $20. I'm, like, super happy about that because I've not sold many copies, but... the work started back in like 2013-15 when I started the first part, Finding Natalie. And there are two other books in that book that are combined to Fragments of Intent. And I'm currently working on the 22nd and 23rd book in the Fountain series. It'll be in the 8th three-part book, A Tree of Life. Long answer.
Amazing. Oh, wow. And you love listening to music?
Yeah, I've recorded a bunch of music. I got in trouble in Vancouver decades ago for, like, trying to be an MC and, like, failing miserably and almost getting killed. But, yeah.
No way. Okay. No, so you're a musician. What do you play?
I'm a vocalist, lyricist. I tried to be an MC rapper. I've got about, like, 200-300 recordings. I'm on Spotify. Robert Koich is my name. And they've got about 5-6 albums on Spotify.
You know what? I'm going to play one of your songs. Maybe
sure,
pick one.
Futures Freeze. Futures Freeze from Handful of Hearts.
Tell me about that song. How did the lyrics come to you?
Oh, the lyrics. A lot of my recordings are just like freeform freestyles. I have a bunch of written material in the past, but I don't rely on my written too much. I barely any songs memorized. I think I only have one of my recordings memorized called Cube 2 that I wrote back in 2004, 2003. That one is Stand Up Now If Yours Leave, The People Of Which You're Not Perceiving, What If My Heart Cannot Retrieve That, Not Hip Hop's In The Plot. When I said that, is not hip hop's in the plot, like the grave, that type of plot, but more so the plan and the plots, which are the positive and negative conspiracies that surround each of us individually. So here we are on Earth. You are, like, creating. How did you get involved in creating?
Well, I interviewed a musician, and he recommended to Nancy. So
ooh.
I interviewed Nancy, and she interviewed me.
So, holy wow.
So that's why I'm here to kind of...
Share a link to Nancy Guitar, please.
Yes. Okay.
That's
and
why we're here.
And how do you know Nancy?
I know Nancy indirectly through Toastmasters. The Toastmasters 50th... The Sherlock Toastmasters 50th anniversary. Met Nancy for the first time. A few of the other people that are here at the event tonight, Nancy's 75th birthday, I met them through Toastmasters. Nancy invited me on her show 2 or 3 or 4 times. I've talked to her more about my books and the giving group, a charity that I started, but the charity is like just fledgling, less than $300 a month income, but we're sharing 17 grocery cards reloadable grocery cards in Chilliwack to provide food and groceries for people, but we would definitely love and appreciate more pledges, but we've not had a new monthly donor in the past 6 months. I have so much information. What do you want to know?
No, I think that's good.
and you said
you were in Vancouver. What part? Like,
I used to live on 1153 East Pender Street in 2000. Moved to Georgia Street. Scared and killing myself, so I slashed my wrist, landed in the psych ward, hospitalization, schizophrenia. I'm writing a book about that called My Bag of Trips.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So My Bag of Trips is more so my personal story of drug psychosis, hospitalization.
Yes.
And The Fountains are all about my hopes, goals, and dreams, starting with Natalie and Brulia and ending up in a trip this August.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Deep stuff.
It's random. I exist. I'm a human. Like,
yeah.
You know, everybody has an interesting life. You just write about it. Like, put a book together.
That's good. So how about if someone is interested in creating a book, what can you tell them?
First thing, like, start with an idea. A lot of people recommend an outline. I don't think people need an outline. It just needs like 20-30 minutes a day and just show up every single day, a little bit. It's like chipping away at the quarry, grain by grain, seed by seed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think anybody could and should write a book, whether it be fiction, nonfiction, whatever. I think that in their lifetime, everybody should write a book. And it doesn't have to be long, 120 pages. But everybody should write a book because there's like massive self-therapy by doing it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Robert, for coming.